Okay, let's get cracking today. We are finishing off the 7th parak of Maseches Shabbos with parak Zayin Mishnah Dalet, and then we're going to begin the 8th parak of Maseches Shabbos today with parak Ches Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, parak Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah taught us that in order for a person to be liable, that in order for a person to transgress the Avera of Hotzah, of carrying on Shabbos, now there are two characteristics and two conditions that must be met. Number one, it has to be an item that a person wouldn't discard, an item that a person would otherwise keep for the future. And number two, it has to be an item whether the amount that was carried is large enough for people to actually think about as something that they would want to keep. So both the quality and the quantity of the item have to be meaningful and significant for the person. And the next, a bunch of Mishnahs are going to discuss examples of things that are at least at a quantitative level, the minimum amount that would be considered significant for the purpose of Hotzah, for the purpose of carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi tevin kimlo pi para. If a person takes out straw, which was typically used to feed cows, so what would be enough straw for him to be liable, for him to be chayiv in carrying on Shabbos? So if he has enough to fill a cow's mouth, because that's the purpose. The purpose of straw is to feed a cow. So if you have enough to feed a cow, then you're obligated, then you're liable for carrying on Shabbos with that straw. Continuing in the Mishnah, if you have this bean straw, the straw from types of bean plants, so there too as well, that was typically used to feed camels, and therefore in order to be obligated and liable for Hatzah on Shabbos with this type of straw, it would be enough to fill a camel's mouth, as we're going to see in all these examples, similar type of pattern. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amir kimlo pi tala. Amir, which was like this, which was like the grain straw mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and it was also from the stalks of grain plants. So you had this, and it was typically used to feed sheep. So therefore, as well, that how much would you be liable for carrying this amir, enough to fill a sheep's mouth? Considering in the Mishnah, asav kimlo pigadi, different types of grasses that were typically used to feed goats. So therefore, as well, enough to fill a young goat's mouth would make someone liable for carrying on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, alei shum va'alei bitzalim, in a situation where a person have, let's say, garlic leaves or onion leaves, so it depends, as the Mishnah is going to teach us, what state they are in, what kind of onion leaves and the garlic leaves they are. Says the Mishnah, lachim kigrogeres, if they are fresh and moist, and they're therefore fit for people to eat, then the minimum amount is the measure of a dried fig, because the measure of a dried fig, or gregeres, as we're going to learn, is the general amount for eating when it comes to Hotzah and Shabbos. So if it's food for an atom, for a human being, then that's the amount. If it's the size of a dried fig, then you're liable if you carry it on Shabbos. However, yevashim kimlopi giddy, if they are dry and therefore only given to typically fed to goats, then the minimum is the amount needed to fill a young goat's mouth, and that is the halacha. But again, the general pattern that emerges is whatever its purpose is, that's the purpose that it has to be enough to fill the need of. So if it's used to feed a goat, it has to be enough to feed a goat in order for you to be liable on a daraisa level, on a Torah level, for carrying on Shabbos. Now the question is, what if we combine these different types of measurements? So for example, if we take the half a measurement of grain straw along with half a measurement of a bean straw, and so on and so forth. If we take half, well, let's say we don't have the exact amount to fill a camel's mouth, we don't have the exact amount to fill a cow's mouth, but we have half of each. Does that combine? Says the Mishnah, Ve'in Mitzarf and Zamzah, Mipnei Shelo Shavu Bishurayan. We do not, says the Mishnah, combine with each other to make up the required minimum amount, because their minimum amounts are not the same. One is to fill up a cow's mouth, one's to fill up a camel's mouth, and therefore, if you have half of each, that's not going to equal one. You're only going to be liable on a Midrabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, but not on a Torah level, not on a Midaraisa level. Now the Mishnah is going to continue to discuss any food that is edible for human consumption, for people to to eat, says the Mishnah. Hamotzi achalim kigrogares chayev. One who carries any sort of edible food that is at least the size of a grogares, of a dried fig, has transgressed the avera of hotzah if he carries it in a rishus harabim, in a public domain on Shabbos. Umitzar from zemze mibnei sheshavu b'shirayim. And if one were to carry, let's say, different types of food that ultimately each of them are half a grogares, then that would work, that would combine to make someone liable, to make someone transgress this avera, even though there are two different types of food. But because the measurement is the same, unlike in the previous part of the Mishnah, we're talking about different measurements, whether it feeds a cow or a camel, those are different measurements, and therefore you can't combine them together. But here, grogares, the size of a dried fig is the same measurement, and therefore you can combine them when it comes to different types of foods in that situation. However, says the Mishnah, chutz miklipehen vigarinehen v'uktzeyen v'subon umersonon. However, we do not include the shells, the pits, the stems, the bran, the coarse bran, or the fine bran. These do not combine with the actual food to make up the grogares, because at the end of the day, these are things that typically were not eaten by people, and therefore there can't be combined to equal the ultimate amount that's going to make someone liable and require a person to transgress this prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. One little caveat and slight machlokas to that. Rabbi Yehuda says, chutz miklipe adashim shemisbashlos imayin. This is only true, says Rabbi Yehuda, when it comes to all types of regular shells, with the exception of the soft inner shells of lentils that are cooked together with the lentils, that these little shells that are part of the lentils were commonly cooked and eaten together, and therefore, because they are eaten by a human being, by people, therefore they would combine to make the ultimate measurement of a grogares in order to make someone liable in carrying on Shabbos. Continuing now with Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph, as we continue this discussion. And now we're going to discuss different types of foods as it pertains to how much one's liable for carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi yain kedei mezigas hakos, one who takes undiluted wine. In the olden days, their wine was extremely, extremely, extremely strong and a lot of alcohol content, so they would typically dilute the wine. So here, someone who takes undiluted wine outside on Shabbos, he would be obligated on a midaraisa, the level if it is enough, that when mixed with three parts of water, he would produce a revius. A revius is the amount that we typically refer to, right? In those times, like we said, wine was too strong to drink by itself, and therefore we'd mix it with three parts of water. So it was three parts water and one part wine. So really, 1/4 of a cupful of raw wine produced one complete cupful of drinkable wine. And by a cupful, again, we're referring to the amount of wine of a revius, which would require someone to make kiddush and so on. You have to have a revius, which is like somewhere between 2.9 and 5.1 fluid ounces. That's how much we're talking about, and that's how much we consider to be liable for Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Chalav Kidei Gemiyah, one who takes milk outside on Shabbos is liable if it is enough for a person to swallow in one gulp. Divash Kidei Litin Al Hakosis, honey enough to apply to a sore. In those days, again, all of the purpose was up for honey was not only to eat, but was to apply to a sore, and therefore if it's enough for that, then you're liable on Shabbos for carrying it. Shemen Kidei Losuch Ever Hakaton, oil enough to rub on a small limb. You typically in those days rub oil on your body, so therefore if you could rub it on a small limb, that would make you liable on Shabbos as well. Continuing in the Mishnah, Maim Kdei Lashuf Behen Esakilur, water enough to rub into, like, there was like this eye ointment where the water was mixed with these crushed herbs to create this with this healing ointment that was applied to a person's eye. And here too, in order to be liable for carrying water, one must carry enough to produce this type of, it's called collyrium, this type of eye ointment for one application for one's eye. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ushar Kalamashkin Berevius, but for all of the liquid, says the Mishnah, the minimum is a revius. That is the amount that would make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. V'kol ha'shofchin, Berevi, and the same is true with all, like, wastewater, water that isn't exactly typically drunken, but still, the minimum is a revius there as well. Wastewater was really only fit, as the Bartanura points out, for making clay, and there too, a revius of water is the minimum that is considered to be significant for the purposes of Hotzah on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with all that we've said until now in our mission. Rabbi Shimon says, Kulan berevius, the minimum for all of these various items, whether it's wine, whether it's milk, whether it's honey, whether it's oil, whether it's water, etc., says the Rebbe Shimon, it's all considered to be refused. V'lo amru kol shir nalalu el matzniehin. These measures, these various measurements that we learned in the Mishnah, all of which are considered to be less than a revius itself, were stated only regarding a person who actually stores such small amounts. That if a person actually stores one of these liquids, one of these items in this way, in a special way, then okay, then you're gonna only be liable for milk if it's something that that you'll swallow in a gulp, and you're only gonna be liable for honey if you apply it to a sore, or for oil if it's gonna be rubbed onto a small limb. But generally speaking, says Rav Shimon, no, it's not about those small amounts. A revius is the measurement that would make a person liable for carrying on Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. But as the Bartanura points out, via halacha here, Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is not like this. So we do have these different measurements for these different items. But any other measurement is considered to be the amount of a revius to make someone liable on Shabbos. That's the minimum amount that's considered to be a davar chashuv, that's considered to be important. Quick review: Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dal discussed various different types of food items for various types of animals. And again, the general principle was that however much that food item would take to feed an animal, that's how much would make you obligated on Shabbos as well for carrying that item. It's all about what the purpose of that item is. And if it's used to feed people, then it's a grogeres. If it's used to feed a dog or a camel or a goat or a sheep, then you have to measure and see how much would fit into the sheep's mouth, how much would fit into a camel's mouth, and that's exactly how much would make a person obligated on Shabbos for carrying that item. And the Mishnah did say that when it comes to all these different types of measurements, so we can't combine them together because all the measurements are different. The amount that fits into a cow's mouth is different than a camel's mouth, and therefore you can't combine them together for the purpose of, let's say, only of half a mouth of a camel and half the mouth of a cow. You cannot combine those together. However, when it comes to regular edible food, then we say again that it's a grogeres, that it's the size of a dried fig, and there you can combine them because it's all grogeres. All edible food is liable, makes you liable for carrying once it is the size of a dried fig, once it is the size of a grogeres. But we don't include all of the different types of shells and pits and stems and so on. We would not include that there. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees only, and really just adds a sort of a caveat to it, and says that the one type of shell that would be included is like the inner type of shell of a lentil soup that would generally be eaten with the lentil. But again, as the Bartanura points out, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so all shells would be excluded from that measurement of the grogeres. Then Perek Ches Mishaaf discussed a whole slew of other different types of foods and drinks and so on, as it pertains to mostly liquids, really, but as it pertains to carrying on Shabbos, and there were different amounts that were given here based on the purpose that the item actually serves, generally speaking. Rabbi Shimon said that all of these items, whether it's wine, milk, honey, oil, etc., is a revius, but we don't paskin like that. We do hold that it's all about the purpose of the item, whatever the purpose is. That's how much you need to carry in order to be liable, in order to be to have transgressed the prohibition of carrying on Shabbos. Have a great day.